Porn Star Life Coach right here at pornstarlifecoach.com. I'm Nikki Hunter, and sitting right next to me here, enjoying the scenery in the Julieland universe, is the beautiful and gorgeous Nikki Nefarious. Now, Nikki, I'm hanging from a chandelier right now. I would like to know how I got up here. You are a mastermind, because I feel like I'm tangled in a web and there's no way I can get out.
So. Well, thank you. That's exactly my plan. You see, the hanging human chandelier is kind of a signature of mine. So you're very welcome.
Please tell me some other strange titles for these positions that you can do, because Nikki, you have a talent in rope bondage.
Thank you. I happen to love rope bondage and rope bondage suspension, and one of my favorite suspensions is the lotus, as practiced in yoga, but I like to take it one step further and about 6 feet higher and use it as a suspension performance space too. I love it. It's gorgeous.
6 feet higher? How high do you tie people?
Well, it really depends on the performance space or the studio space, as the case may be.
All right, let's go back to the beginning. Back to the beginning. You and me, Nikki, we are Nikki squared. High five on that one, by the way.
Oh, wait,
that elbow, because I'm tied up at a ceiling point right now. all right, so you are not technically in the adult industry. Did I have this correct? Or are you in it? Or like, how does this work? Where do we sit?
New development in my life, sort of new. Last year, I was a co-star in an amazing film production. It is a black and white silent film. It's an all-latex rubber fetish movie called Rubber Bordello.
Dear God.
We recently won 3 awards at the AVNs, including Best BDSM Release, Best Soundtrack, and Best Original Score, which we beat out Snoop Dogg for. So
wow.
Super stoked about
congratulations.
That.
Look at you. You're all proud.
Well, yeah. It was
you got
actually,
like the head nod and everything. Go
it
ahead. Say it.
It was the first thing I'd ever done. So
say
know.
It. I know you want to say it. Suck it, Snoop.
That's right. Suck
I know you
Snoop.
Want to say it. Yeah.
Come on. It was a lot of fun, actually. And I'm really, really honored that my very first feature got so many awards and accolades. It's a big deal.
You should be. Look at you.
Well, technically, I am in the porn industry.
You're adorable. You won AVNs.
I know.
Technically, wait, you got an AVN. Is your name on it?
I'm a co-star. I'm on the box cover and
oh my God.
Everything. So.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you've never really done a sex scene, have you?
In that particular movie, without giving too much away, I do perform with my co-star
Felatio,
who is the writer and producer. We do a double anal on a male dom, or I'm sorry, a male
sub.
Wait
a minute,
we're double doming him and we do a double anal scene.
So I don't know if that counts, because you were just wearing a strap
I'm totally
on.
Just wearing a strap
that
on.
Doesn't, you never got naked.
I blur the line. No, I never get naked. I don't. That's
So
yeah,
is that
I
a
never
porn
get
star?
Naked.
I don't know. Richard
it?
Avery, please clarify this for me,
question.
Because
That's
this is going
porn.
To confuse the
That's
fuck out
porn?
Of me. Is that porn?
No.
But it's sex.
She's fucking a guy.
Where there's two
double
people
anal.
Fucking a dude in
That's
his
porn.
Butthole. How is that
porn.
Not sex?
That's the act of porn, but
porn.
She's is she a porn actress?
No.
So performer. Anybody
She's
could an be in a porn, but not necessarily
oh,
a porn actress?
I'm a porn artist.
She's a porn artist.
What is that?
That's a porn artist.
That's actually a perfect title for you.
I like that.
I
though.
Like that too.
I like that.
Now, your specialty, as I'm demonstrating, is rope bondage.
Yes.
Now, how did you get into that?
I got into that at a very young age, playing cowboys and Indians with neighborhood boys, because I was a tomboy.
A Girl Scout or a Boy Scout or something?
No, well,
that's where I learned my knots.
They don't actually teach knots in Girl Scouts, which is a bummer. And they wouldn't let me in the Boy Scouts, and that's okay. I didn't need that anyways. I was doing it on my own things.
So but, wait a minute. Who were you tying up? Dolly? Teddy bear? Or the random child that ran over to your house?
No. We had this tiny little gang of friends of ours in the neighborhood. We had nothing to do. We're in a tiny little small town in South Carolina. Uh-huh. We had trees. That is it. You know, and it was back in the days when your mom would just kind of kick you out of the house after breakfast.
Oh, I did that. Yeah.
Close
I had
the door.
The, like, they would close the door and the windows.
Yes.
Like, my family would lock the windows
yes.
and say, play outside.
Play outside. You had to drink.
That's how my mom sounded.
Hose.
I don't know why. She's
if
a throat
thirsty.
Cancer or something.
yeah, but you have to be back in by dinner time because, you know.
Yeah.
So we would just play in the woods, and, you know, it's easy to you know, tie up boys in the woods.
It's easy to tie up boys.
Do you like tying up boys or girls?
Well, I started off tying up boys because technically back in the day, I was a little boy. I thought I was a little boy. I did like a little boy. I had a little boy haircut.
How many boys are out there with rope fetishes because Nikki tied them up as a child?
I know.
They're like, honey, can you tie me up? This happened to me when I was younger.
Sorry.
How many boys are damaged out there?
I know.
Damaged goods.
How many guys are in therapy because of you?
I know. I feel bad for my first serious boyfriend. Like, we were like 14, and all of my other friends were going all the way with their boyfriends, and I just couldn't. Like, he and I, we went to youth group and church, and we were good little Christian kids, so we were not, I mean, we had to save ourselves for marriage, you know?
Right.
So I thought instead we could kind of take things a little bit further. So I would use his ties and his belts that he wore to church. And I would just kind of restrict him and tie him to his bunk bed so that he couldn't get wandering hands and I could do whatever I wanted to him.
I love
but
you.
But I was still pure, you know? I was still a good girl.
Physically pure. Mentally deranged.
Well, you know, you take what you have and you have to work around it. Come on, a girl's got to get what
she's got. It's a beautiful thing, and I totally agree with you.
Thank you.
Now, you've come a long way with these intricate, beautiful, I would even say garments of rope that you can do around people, from like the simple belts or a tie that you can use. Because I mean, you have like learned an art.
Thank you. For several photo shoots now, I'll get commissioned and I'll do full length rope gowns, and it's such a wonderful, pleasant experience. I really don't get to express that necessarily in the porn world, but I definitely love it.
Wow. That's really, really beautiful. I do love rope bondage. I love rope garments. Mm-hmm. I've had gauntlets before and like a corset.
In ropes, if I may.
Well, thank you.
Do you go to school for this?
No, you don't.
Is this just practice on your own and figure it out pretty much?
Yes. And okay. There are a lot of amazing instructors out there. I'm also an instructor out there. So there's a lot of ways that you can learn. There's a lot of books that you can read, and there's a lot of ways that you can practice on yourself before you try and, you know, do your craft on someone else for the first time.
Now, so many people out there, they just grab whatever's laying around and rope, and they just say, hey, honey, I'm going to tie you up tonight. And then they tie him to a 4-post bed, and normally the girl's screaming within 3 minutes that her wrists are hurting as she can't feel her fingertips or something like that. What do you have? What advice could you give someone who is a little excited, maybe a little intoxicated, and want to tie their woman up?
First of all, we always say safe, sane, and consensual, which means if you're intoxicated, you're not technically sane. So that said, you have to play responsibly. But all that aside, you can technically use pretty much anything as a restraining device, but it's not always going to be the safest device. The spread eagle is the most common position. Everyone does it. You tie your lady's nether parts or what have you to the bedpost. But it's actually one of the most dangerous things, because if you do not lock off your knots and she's squirming, you're really getting hot and heavy and she's pulling on the ropes, next thing you know, those knots are going to lock up. They're going to get tighter and it's going to cut off her circulation.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, I caught a few words. You said lock up your knots. What does that mean?
That is a very good question. There is a very specific way that you can tie a cuff where you lock off the knots, is what we call it. It's kind of hard to explain over voice like this. It's more of a visual. But you literally have to tie a knot around your cuff such that if there's any tension applied, the cuff isn't going to get tighter, or the knot isn't going to get any tighter than the way that you placed it.
Because I've seen so many slip knots. They're like, hey, I'm going to go around, and they're like, hey, just tie the end to the regular rope, and then that's it, right?
Well,
you have a pained look on your face right now. You can't, like, I can't even describe the pain that is coming. You're like, oh, idiots.
Well, you can do that for decorative bondage all day, every day, but if you're going to have any tension or friction, or if you're going to get hot and heavy, or if you're definitely going to do any suspensions.
You mean like sex in ropes?
For what? Sure, yeah, that does happen. So you definitely want to make sure those knots aren't locking up, because you don't want to have an oops in the middle of the O-face. You know what I mean?
And what about here? And here's a question. Ropes around the neck.
Super taboo. Have I done them? Yes. Have I taught them? Yes. Do I recommend them? No. There's a very specific, very safe way that you do it. Obviously, you never use it as a weight-bearing or a tension-bearing point ever. But you can get away with doing it as long as it's not tied off to, as long as the neck rope isn't tied off to anything such that they'll choke themselves if they were to, for example, pass out, roll off the bed, roll over, or what have you.
Right. Like I've heard never tie anything that goes around your neck.
Never.
To any object that isn't your body.
Exactly.
That if you like, don't tie a neck to a bedpost, don't no. collar it, don't leash it, don't do anything like that, especially if it deals with knots and ropes. Mm-hmm. You can do it like a collar and tie it to maybe a rope that's already exactly. stable around
to the chest. To a chest harness, exactly.
You a chest harness. That. Mm-hmm. But that's just something that you need to, you know, be aware of if you want to play with ropes. And, you know, get a little creative with it, but also stay safe.
Absolutely. And there's so many ways that people can slip up, you know, completely innocently.
Because I read last year, it was last year, I think, or the year before, that a couple crazy accidents that people got killed.
Oh, yeah. It does happen sometimes.
I think that we have called it the keratin when you do autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah. But no, it's somebody did something stupid. I read an article about somebody doing something in Germany where somebody was they were drunk. It was a couple, and they kind of decided to tie her up in a garage somewhere.
Continue with the story. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, but he like slipped and fell, and she ended up hanging herself, and like it was just this one stupid. And then right after that, something else happened like that where somebody else died, and I remember telling Bobby like, wow, that was just it, like, are these people stupid? Like. Are they stupid? Like, what are you suspending somebody for by yourself? Like,
you know, a lot of people get into these certain sorts of head spaces and mind spaces where they do think that's a good idea and they don't think them through.
I know. They think they're invincible.
Sorry. Sorry. Yes. I didn't say that.
It just comes down to the category of stupidity.
But, definitely.
But, you know. But I just think like safety
is very paramount, especially in rope bondage for sure.
Well, I mean, it is a rope can be used as a weapon. So I mean, mm-hmm. this is something that is beautiful if done correctly. It is truly an art. Yes. Something that, you know, I have to say you are a master at.
Thank you.
And let's just say some of your accolades. I know that you were just in this movie, the black and white film, mm-hmm. But you also were able to tie up some very prominent people.
Yes, actually, I had the wonderful, unique pleasure of tying up Rihanna for her music video, S&M.
Fuck yeah!
It was such an amazing experience, definitely unexpected. When I got there, I thought I was going to be tying up, you know, one of her models or, you know, one of the dancers, backup dancers, what have you. So to tie her up, she was so cool about the whole process. It was mm-hmm. just completely awesome. I asked her if she had ever gotten tied up before. She said she hadn't. I don't know about that, though. She was really getting into it. And she knew how to move in the ropes, you guys. And that's really hard to do.
She was, she was like, I've never been tied up, but I have been beaten.
Oh, she, right? She was amazing. And then at the end, Hard Rock Cafe corporate office actually bought the ropes that I used so that they can put them on display.
That's great. Yeah. Of course they did.
And it's wonderful because these are hand-dyed ropes. Like, we hand-dyed these ropes. They're very personal to me. And now they're part of rock and roll history.
That's fantastic.
Very
now, what type of ropes, really quickly, do you prefer that people buy, use? I mean, can I go down to Home Depot or Lowe's?
Yes, you can. Oh,
yay!
My God. Yes, my favorite ropes in the world are the nylon poly ropes. They're the kind in the huge spools. They're not the kind in the plastic bags. They're in the huge spools. You can even get the guys to cut it to size for you. Super easy. Just take it home. Give it a nice little wash, run through, make sure it's not dirty, nice little treatment of mink oil. You guys are good to go. You don't have to have a huge investment in rope, and I'll tell you why. For one, I love the nylon because I grew up on it. It was easy to get. And number two, I play with a lot of different girls, and sometimes they're naked, and sometimes there's sweat, and sometimes there's bodily fluid, and sometimes there's God knows. So I like to be able to put it in a laundry basket, toss that through the washing machine, and then play with some other girl. You know what I mean?
I love you.
Whereas hemp, I really would have to stick with just one partner, and honestly, I get too bored for that kind of mess, you know?
Now, what about cotton? Because I know some Japanese rope bondage artists are like, cotton only.
I like cotton. Cotton is kind of rad. You do have to make sure that you're getting really good quality cotton, because if the cotton has too much stretch, you can have too much tension on your ropes, so it's no good. But cotton is pretty good as well. I like it. It's not as easy to get, so I don't use it, but it's still really great.
Right, right. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about cotton or the poly fibers, but nothing too rough. I mean, if you don't want it against your own skin, don't buy it.
Exactly.
But yeah, go to Home Depot. Yes. Have some fun with the chains and ropes.
Absolutely.
And don't tell the boys what you're really buying it for.
Or do.
Or do. Unless they want to come play.
Awesome.
It's like when you go to the drugstore to buy condoms. You're like all cool about it. Yeah, I'll get some condoms and a candy bar.
Yeah. you
go by, like, give me a 50 feet of rope and a wrench.
And a wrench, right. Just throw something in there that's 99 cents just to make it look better.
Right.
I don't know. When you walk out of there with ropes, chains, you know, you got knee pads.
It is the kinkiest store out there. It's
goggles.
I love Home Depot. I have actually said, give me Home Depot gift certificates for Christmas because I'm going to buy shitloads from there.
Best sex store in LA.
It really is.
It really is. Hardware. Yes. You guys are great. Now, Nikki, please tell us where people can find you and especially go see your work and or your classes, because you also offer classes, correct?
I do, actually. I'm teaching a class this Saturday at Dungeon West. I'm really excited about it. You can get information about my classes at bondagecertification.missnickinefarious.com. Or you can go to my main site, which is Miss Nikki Nefarious, MissNikkiNefarious.com. And you can find out more information about me.
You are the KKI, yes. And I'm the CKI. Yes. But Miss Nikki Nefarious, you are amazing.
Oh, thank you. You are too. Love you.
I love you so much. And thank you for talking to us a little bit about rope bondage. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it truly is. It can be sexual or it could just be art.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Either way you want to take it. All right. So if you would like to play with me, of course, you can find me at julieland.com, JuliLand.com. And we're both on Twitter, Nikki Hunter, N-I-C-K-I Hunter. And you, darling?
Miss Nikki Nefarious.
Yes. Please go follow us and let us know what you're thinking. And of course, check out the website, pornstarlifecoach.com. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Can you let me down now?